Former Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter failed to get a sugary drink tax through city council. Can his successor sweeten the pot? Looking for new revenue to fund pre-kindergarten programs as well as other initiatives, Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney has returned to the idea of a city tax on sweetened beverages, commonly known as a soda tax, a plan that stalled twice under Nutter. WHYY's Dave Davies looks at the chances that this mayor can get done what the last one couldn't.
Kenny isn't just serving up a dish council twice refused to touch. He's asking them to eat a bigger portion. His proposed soda tax is 3 cents per ounce, higher than anything Nutter proposed. That would boost the cost of your 20-ounce bottle of Mountain Dew by 60 cents if the distributor, which pays the tax, passes the full hike along to consumers. But it appears Kenny begins with a fighting chance, in part because he's begun by detailing very appealing programs he wants the tax to pay for.
But we're talking about things that people elected this administration and neglected me to do. And that's changed the narrative of poverty in our city by educating our babies as soon as we can educate them, by having community services and community schools to take care of problems that kids aren't getting taken care of.
Specifically, Kenny proposes universal pre-kindergarten, community schools with extra services, and a sweeping plan to improve parks, recreation centers, and libraries. City Councilman Bobby Heenan says those things appeal to council members and traditional revenue options don't.
I mean, nobody has interest in raising any business taxes or real estate taxes. So if there are other ways to generate some revenue with a multitude of benefits, then I think it should be on the table.
Heenan says there's no interest in business taxes, but to some, that's exactly what Kenny is proposing.
Why this tax? Why target this industry?
Larry Seisler did messaging and what he calls grassroots advocacy for bottling companies, unions, and citizens who opposed the idea before. He says Kenny's proposing to fund his programs with a tax that's designed to discourage the consumption of the product being taxed and is thus an inherently unreliable source of revenue. Andy says there's another problem, especially for a mayor who says he wants to attack poverty.
This is a regressive tax. No doubt about it, the tax will be carried on the backs of the working poor.
Bottlers and their allies were able to mount such opposition in the past that former Mayor Nutter's soda tax proposals never came to a vote. But there are some differences this time. Nutter initially sold the idea as a public health measure to fight obesity. Kenny's presenting it as a way to fund initiatives council members like. In addition, 10 of the 17 members of council that rejected the tax before have been replaced, arguably with members more open to the idea. And Kenny's being careful to include council members in discussions early. Heenan says the mayor's already come to see him.
He didn't ask me to support or oppose it. He asked to consider it and laid out the reasons why it would be beneficial for Philadelphians and especially our kids.
Heenan says he's open to the idea, and he's not just anybody. He's council's majority leader. Seisler, who will again help fight the soda tax, agrees it's a new ball game for his side.
I think the different council makes this more of a challenge. I mean, when you look at the political leanings of many of these council people, when you look at the relationship between this mayor and council people, you know, frankly, it is a tougher task than last time.
Council President Darrell Clark, who opposed the tax last time, declined comment. Dave Davies, WHYY News.